Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So you might say David Letterman produced some heat around the water cooler last week with his revelations of sexual affairs in The Office, the exposure of alleged blackmail plots, and the public revelations of at least one former intern that indeed an affair took place, and in this intern's case, maybe it helped her career. Well, what kind of an environment does a situation like this create in The Office? Can a consensual sexual relationship create actual hostility for other workers? With us now is Liz Shallot, a partner at the law firm Lipman & Plesser. Liz specializes in sexual harassment suits here in the New York area. Welcome to The Takeaway, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, this is a consensual relationship, so the traditional laws on sexual harassment don't necessarily apply, or do they?
Well, it is a very explosive situation because it's still unclear whether or not any of the women will come forward and say that it was a coerced relationship or that it was a quid pro quo situation where they were asked to provide, you know, get involved with this relationship in exchange for some kind of benefit, like getting on the air or something like that. But in addition, you do have the coworkers who may come forward and still claim that they were denied opportunities because they were not in a relationship.
They
didn't go for it.
Exactly. I mean, and these are discussions that are active in the office. Now, whether there's actually a body of evidence that can create a climate of hostility, certainly the fact that these things are talked about and people presume that relationships do bear on who gets promoted or not could, on the face of it, create a hostile situation in the office. True?
Yes. There's also the hostile work environment claim, and that is also a possibility if other women found what was going on offensive. I mean, if they were subjected to touching, kissing, or anything like that, it also could be evidence of that they were denied opportunities because they said no.
So, Liz, I mean, there's many workplaces have guidelines in your employee handbook saying that kind of deal with these issues of dating in the workplace, and very often dating between bosses and employees is highly frowned on at the very least. And there has to be good reasons for them because it leaves the business in a very murky situation.
Yes. Companies deal with it in a number of different ways. Sometimes they have what is called no fraternization policies, where it's prohibited to have a intimate relationship with someone you work with, and particularly a subordinate. Sometimes companies don't just have strong anti-harassment policies, and sometimes companies have anti-nepotism policies.
Uh-huh. Well,
they deal with it in a number of ways. There's lots of education. There's lots of policies. You know, the companies do their best.
But at the very least, Liz Shallot, it's clear that there's more to the story than simply, Letterman is a progressive guy to sort of come clean with all this, and we're in an era of disclosure now, period, the end. It's more complicated than that, right?
Absolutely. The women are in a really vulnerable position. I mean, this is a huge star, wanting to have a sexual relationship with them. They are, regular people who are given this amazing possibility of, growth and opportunities, stardom.
Well, the details will come out, and whether there are legal implications of those details, we'll find out. Liz Shallot, partner at the law firm Lipman & Plesser, thanks so much for joining us.